ABC Radio Australia.
All right, she is an award-winning Pacific reporter with over three decades of journalism under her belt. Veteran correspondent Barbara Driver has covered everything from political upheaval, exposing Pacific drug trades, outbreaks to personal risks. But now the lens has herself front and centre with her recently released personal memoir, Be Brave, The Life of a Pacific Correspondent. It also documents her proud Kiribati roots and her life of a journalist. And Barbara joins us now to unpack her story. That is a kuna Māori and welcome to Pacific Beat.
Kuna Māori, how are you?
I am good. I appreciate that, you know, you've been able to do this interview. I know you've been really full on. And Barbara, I do want to say firstly, congratulations on this book. I mean, how are you feeling?
Really, I was anxious for a long time, and now it's all out there. It's too late. But yeah, I'm really proud of doing this book. It was really important to do because the world is such a crazy place right now, and I really wanted to show the importance of Pacific and just how important it is to our region.
Yeah, and that's the thing, though. You know, you've told other people's stories for so long. What sort of got you to finally decide to tell your own story now?
I think that just because the world is changing so much, and it was important to record what's our history, what's happened, and it's sort of through a journalist lens as well, and sort of what's gone on behind the scenes. And I was just hoping, I wanted to share, you know, the joy of the Pacific, the challenges, the warts and all, because, you know, sometimes we're an ugly place, but at the bottom of it all is we're actually really, it's an incredible region. The people in it are incredible, and I wanted to share those stories.
Yeah, and that's the thing, the title itself, you know, Be Brave. I've simple, straightforward, right? But what does that mean to you now, you know, now that you've written this book?
Well, quite often I haven't felt that brave, and I've been in some pretty hairy situations, being locked up and being threatened and death threats and threats of violence and so forth. And it's something that I tell myself sometimes, you've got to be brave, you've got to be brave. Mm. And when young journalists ask me, what should we do? What can we do to be, you know, to get to the next level? And I always say, well, you've got to be brave. And yeah. So that's why I came up with the title, and it feels like I've got to be even braver now because it's sort of all out there.
that's it. And as a woman, what have been some of those challenges, you know, that you've faced when you've reported on the Pacific?
Yeah, obviously through the years, I've been in the Pacific for 30 plus years, and it's quite misogynistic in a lot of ways, and we don't have a lot of women in parliament and so forth. So in the early days especially, it was hard to navigate those waters. But as I've got older, it's got easier. Yeah, I just think that as a woman, I've had to cope with quite a lot of abuse and threats, and so do all Pacific women. And I was hoping that by doing chapters on some of the terrible stuff that's happened, is that it will give others strength and realise they're not alone, because really that's what we're about in the Pacific. It's about partnerships and looking after each other.
And that's the thing too, Barbara, you know, you've covered coups, you've political unrest, climate disasters, the list goes on. I mean, but was there a story that sort of really changed you personally?
Yeah, there was. And you know, my Achilles heel, if you like, is children. And I cannot bear when children are hurt or, you know, abused or killed or die. And I've had to cover those sorts of stories, and the Samoa measles epidemic, which killed more than 80 people, most of them children, was something that really, it was so difficult. It was so difficult. And of course, it's not your grief, and you have to be respectful of course, you know, the families are going through so much, and you have to just, your main priority is making sure that their voices are heard and your stories are fair and true. But it's afterwards, those private moments afterwards that I really struggled with. But you just get through it, and we do lurch from story to story, as you know. And so it's important to learn from those stories and take that with you and just become stronger.
Yeah. And as a Pacific correspondent, I'd like to know, like, how do you balance objectivity, you know, with the deep relationships that you've actually built within our island communities when you're telling your story.
And you've just got to be a journalist. Like, it's, you know, without fear or favour. And that is, so sometimes that can land you in hot water because some politicians don't want you to do your job. And you've just got to be really strong in yourself. You've got to know why you're doing this story. There's not a story that I do that I don't think, why am I doing it?
Mm.
Like, and as long as you stick to the principles of journalism, then that's fine. I do, you know, obviously I know the Pacific really well and I make sure that I dress appropriately. Like, I wouldn't turn up in shorts anywhere anyway. So, but, you know, you do have to navigate that landscape. But I always think it comes back to being a good journalist and just stick to the principles.
Yeah. Barbara, I want to delve a little bit deeper in the sense, you know, as a Pacifica woman, but I know, you know, you have proud roots to Kiribati and, you know, also being Afakasi. I'm just wondering, have you ever felt the pressure, though, to prove that you're, like, Pacific enough to, you know, when telling our stories?
No, because I refuse to have to prove who I am. I'm really strong. I grew up in the Pacific. I was born in the Pacific, grew up in the Pacific, worked in the Pacific, had a child in the Pacific. And so I've never felt that I will have to do that. However, people do question me. Mm. Obviously, my skin is lighter than my Pacific sisters, some of my Pacific sisters, but it doesn't make me any less of who I am. And I refuse to, you know, even listen to anyone who says otherwise. But it is unfortunately, some people do think that. I've been called plastic Polynesian.
And a few other, yes.
Other like choice bits, but you know, I think at the end of the day, I'm really strong in myself, and I've got a wonderful, strong family, and I'm really lucky to have them.
Beautiful. And for any aspiring journalist, you know, that's really listening in this morning, again, you know, 3 decades that's been under your belt, Barbara, like, what does bravery look like, and what should it look like for those coming up in practical terms?
I always think that you have to have good people around you to be brave, and you've got to have people who you can count on when the going gets tough. And what I would say is, don't ever read the social media comments, and certainly do not respond to the social media comments. But being brave is about knowing why you're doing something, and if you want to make a difference and you want to change, the thing is, if we don't expose issues, nothing changes. Is that what we want for our future? I think not. So you've got to be brave and sometimes do stories that are going to be really tough. They might affect your community. They might affect even your family. But you've just got to go ahead and do it and be strong in it and have good people around you.
Nice. Well, that's the thing. Part of being brave, I'm just wondering, was there anything that you were maybe hesitant to include in the book?
Quite a lot. I have kept a lot out for the safety of other people. My safety, I mean, you know, you get threatened a bit. So I have kept some of the more intense safety aspects out of the book, but sort of, you know, some of the more, especially in the meth trade, I've done quite a lot of exposés in that. And there's a lot that you think, no, this cannot go in for the protection of sources and so forth. But for the most part, it's all there. The background is there and the behind the scenes. I'm hesitant to put anything of my personal life in. I find that really difficult. But obviously, I've had to include a little bit because it's what makes me a journalist of 30 plus years. And I was hoping, you know, I've dedicated my book to my late brother, Andrew, who he took his life. And it's a very tough thing for families to navigate. And I'm hoping that people don't feel alone as well when they read this book.
And look, and that's something that I think with about the maybe 20 seconds we have left, Barbara, what do you hope readers will take away from your story?
a love of the Pacific. And it's so complicated, maybe a bit more understanding of a region which is complicated and beautiful, and just it's my heart. And I'm hoping that in this crazy world, it will give people some sort of an anchor.
And look, I do hope that a lot of people are going to get their hands on that book, Barbara. But I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your story.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No worries. That is TVNZ One News Pacific correspondent, now author, Barbara Drever, here on Pacific Beat.